True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
Lions in Pleasant Hill. It's Mark Randy and Sam Lubman with you live here on 95.7 The Game for the once yearly red tag clearance sale here at Friedman's Appliance. Great deals on new appliances, and we got a lot of sports to talk about. Giant season is underway. Warrior season is winding down. Before we know it, it might be over. We shall see. Sam, good to be with you from 12 to 3 here live from Friedman's Appliance. This place is already buzzing. There's great food, live working vignettes. They're cooking on these kitchens with these appliances, and they're making food for you to try to convince you to come over and buy these appliances. I can speak for myself. It's working. These appliances are amazing. The food is great. This is one of my favorite days of the year, being here at Friedman's Appliance.
Hello there, Mark, and it's great to be here at Friedman's. And I was making the laps, and I did one of my favorite things when I, a couple of my favorite things I like to do when I come to these Friedman shows. I believe this is my third or fourth. I love going into the walk-in fridge in the back, just because I love being able to walk into a giant walk-in fridge. I don't know, that's a novelty that's very exciting to me. And then also I got to pay a visit to my favorite barbecue ever, which is the $19,000 grill that is parked outside. I come by it every year because I just love the absurdity of a barbecue that costs $19,000.
Hey, like, you get what you pay for.
I would hope. I mean, at $19,000, like, does it cook it itself? Does it go out into the field and take out the cow and chop it?
I don't know about that.
That way, at $19,000, I feel like it should. It's beautiful here at Freeman's. Walking around the vignettes, the live working vignettes, they are vignetting very, very well on this beautiful afternoon out here in Pleasant Hill. So if you're driving around, if you're in the Pleasant Hill area, just off of 680, get off at Monument, come by, say what's up to us. Come eat some of this food. Come get a picture with us. Come talk some sports with us. Giants, Warriors, Niners, Sharks. Sharks, man.
Oof. Yeah, and if you stop by, you'll probably see Steiny mulling around. Plus, we're going to have Jim Cozumore join us, as always, here. Not in person, but over the phone. So we'll get to pick Koza's brain, of course, about his kitchen, which is full of appliances from Friedman's Appliance, but then also, of course, about all things Bay Area sports.
He's got the
and some March Madness as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, he has one of my... The things I'm most jealous about with Jim Cozumore is he has one of those big green eggs, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
They always post
He'll
us
tell
up.
Us about it.
They always post us up right next to the big green egg. Man, and one of these days, I will own one of my own. They're a little bit pricey, unfortunately. I'm about a humble radio worker, Mark. But one of these days, when I'm not living in an apartment either, my apartment building, I think, is anti-grill on the deck.
Probably.
Understandable, you know, with the rules there. But I always love asking Coz, and I will be asking Coz this, what are you cooking in the big green egg this weekend? So I live vicariously I live my big green egg dream vicariously through Jim Cosmore.
Yeah, if you're looking for a big green egg, if you're looking for an oven, if you're looking for...
there's a washing machine with its own internet.
Washing machines, sinks.
Like, my phone asks, do you want to connect to the Wi-Fi from this washing machine? And it's... I'm going to connect to Friedman's guest, but the washing machine comes with its own internet.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
faster, washing the clothes or its internet service? I don't know.
The point is that this place has everything you could dream of in terms of anything appliance or appliance adjacent, and this is their once yearly Red Tag clearance sale. It's now through tomorrow. It began yesterday. Today, of course, Saturday. It's going on tomorrow as well, so stop by Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Take advantage of factory direct prices, one-of-a-kind opportunities, special pricing on floor models, and convenient financing. Plus, save on new appliances from trusted brands like Miele, Bosch, Electrolux, LG, and Maytag. Again, it's the Friedman's Appliance once yearly Red Tag clearance sale. Began yesterday through tomorrow right here at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Sam and I will be here until 3 o'clock. Sam's going to take off and head to the ballpark after.
The grind does not stop.
I'll probably hang around for a bit after, and maybe, you know, there's also beer on tap. You could have a glass of wine. Like, there's a lot of things that you could do here. So, not going to drink while I'm working.
Once I'm off the air,
I might pour myself a pint. So, stop by, enjoy yourself. You can say what's up to us as well.
Just make sure you get an Uber home, Mark. You know, I'm sure you saw the news yesterday. You know, you don't want to be driving around under the influence these days.
True.
Shout out Tiger Woods. Though he wasn't drinking yesterday, he was...
Under the influence of something else.
Under the influence of something else. But yeah. I didn't think we would start off with Tiger as the first sports mention here, Mark. But it is... And I shouldn't make light of it, Mark, but at the same time, this is like the third or fourth car accident that he has been in, and it sounds like he's going to be okay, and the new mugshot got released last night, but it's one of those days, Mark, where, for the most part, I don't like social media, because I think it's just so much nonsense and drivel on it that's made our society so much worse. But then certain events happen, and Twitter reacts in a way that makes you realize, no, you cannot get rid of social media. The first thing I saw on Twitter after the Tiger news broke was, Tiger Woods is both the best driver and the worst driver in all of history. And it's just like, my God, Internet, y'all have no chill, and I love you for it.
Yeah, and the Internet is also kind of going crazy about the Giants right now, Sam, and I figure that's where we should start.
Yep.
The season's underway. Of course, there was the opening night Netflix festivities on Wednesday. They were off Thursday. They played game two last night, or yesterday. Didn't really matter if they were on Netflix or they were on NBC Sports Bay Area. They weren't scoring runs. They had three hits in a shutout loss. On Wednesday, they had just one hit, a two-out second-inning double by Elliot Ramos. Yesterday, they go scoreless. It's the first time in Giants history they do not score a run in each of their first two games of the season. And for this to be the beginning of the Tony Vitello era, although it's not Tony Vitello up there striking out and not putting the ball in play or not getting a run in with a runner on third base and one out, it is kind of an inauspicious beginning to the Tony Vitello era, whether or not it's his fault or not. It doesn't – you know you're going to hear a lot of Tony Vitello stuff no matter what happens, good or bad, because he is the biggest story about this team. And fair or not, he's going to face some criticism because his team hasn't scored a run in two games.
No, and again, the whole – feel and attitude that I got when I went down to spring training, Mark, was that there is a new energy and vibe around this team. The players really seem to be responding to it well. And I swear, Mark, that was going on because, and I say I swear because if you watch these last two games, you know, the Giants slogan, it's nothing like it. Well, these last two games has been everything like what we've had the last couple years. It looks...
Oh, and worse.
And worse even. It, you know, the offense looks... basically like it did, you know, last August at times. The pitching's been good so far other than the one bad inning from Logan Webb. The bullpen, other than one bad pitch from Jose Buto, has been holding up so far. But
yeah, bullpen's been fine.
Offensively, it has been very, very dismal in these first two games. If not just the back-to-back shutouts to start the game, Mark. Four total hits in 18 innings of baseball against the New York Yankees. Mark, can you – I told you before the show, I already spoiled this, but – do you know how many teams in the history of Major League Baseball have started their first two games off with four or less hits?
Four or less hits in consecutive games?
To start their season.
Two games with four or less hits.
To start their season, yes. It's happened.
But you're talking about net in two games, not in each individual game.
In the two games the Giants had played to start their season, I probably could have worded this question better. In the first two games to start their season, the Giants have four hits. Only twice in Major League history has a team had four or less hits in their first two games of the season. That is the 1909 Chicago White Sox.
Oh, we got to go back over 100 years.
In the 1953 Chicago White Sox. So apparently it's a big thing to do this in Chicago, four or less hits. What's crazy, though, is that 1953 White Sox team actually won one of those games. They got three hits and one run across their first two games, and somehow they won that game.
Crazy.
This is all to say that they're stiny. This is all to say that if you were at the ballpark yesterday, Mark, you got to see a little bit of history.
You got to see history.
Which is, you know, maybe that's fun.
Show up to the ballpark and you're going to see something maybe nobody else has ever seen before. Mm-hmm. You just hope it's something good that you've never seen before. For the Giants, it was not something good. I mean, you wasted a great outing from Robbie Ray, encouraging that Robbie Ray came out and was shoving the way that he was. The Giants have questions in their pitching staff. They have questions in the bullpen, so you're going to need a good season from Robbie Ray. It's a given that you need a good season from Logan Webb, and he got roughed up on Wednesday. It's whatever. It's Logan Webb. It's not going to mean that he's suddenly forgotten how to pitch. He's going to have a good season, as he always does, and if he doesn't, whether it's because of the way he pitches or injury, the Giants will be in major trouble. But
he is
the same thing for Robbie Ray. Is he's going to have to be good, because you've got questions beyond that in terms of this pitching staff. You're going to see the debut of Tyler Mahle as a Giant today at the ballpark, as they hope to avoid a sweep. And then you're going to see Landon Roop, and you're going to see maybe the Giants actually skip a couple of spots in the back end of the rotation, because they had a Thursday off, they have tomorrow off, so they could bump Logan Webb up if they really want to. But you're going to see Adrian Hauser as well make his Giants debut at some point. But you're going to need Robbie Ray to at least make like 25 starts again this year, Sam. And I know that he was amazing for the first half of last year, kind of tailed off a bit towards the back half, maybe because he hadn't thrown that many innings in quite a while coming off of Tommy John. It's a given. You need your top two guys to pitch well. And if there is any positive to take away from the first two games of the season, it is that Robbie Ray looks pretty darn good once again.
Yeah, and again, the big thing from him yesterday, no walks from him. That was an issue for him last year. Early on in the season, where he was issuing a lot of walks, but he was still getting out of a lot of trouble in those games. It was a concern that we addressed later on in the year. But absolutely, again, 5 1/3 innings from Robbie Ray through 89 pitches.
Yeah.
The fastball was looking really good for him yesterday. The slider, I think he was having a little bit of issues with it. I don't think it was hitting exactly the way he would want it to. That being said, it's early enough the year. It's just the first start. Just give me positive results. You absolutely got that, because you said between Webb and Ray, they are going to be the tone setters here. And
they have to both make like 30 starts.
Oh, absolutely.
You got it.
Mark, I think you need to get at least almost 400 innings combined pitching from those two this year. And Logan, he's going to be able to hit 200 innings.
Oh, he always does. He'll probably lead the National League in innings.
Yeah, he'll easily get to 200 innings. He could probably get to 210, maybe even push that number a little bit higher. He's determined enough to do that. Honestly, he could probably hit 220 innings, and I would not be shocked about that. I think he has that drive. I'm not worried about Logan Webb one bit. With Robbie Ray, though, he's another year removed from Tommy John surgery. He had 180 innings last year. If he could bump that up to maybe 190 or even close to 200 innings this year, that would be massive, not just for the load it takes off of the rest of the starting rotation, but the load that it takes off of the bullpen as well. And there's a lot of question marks on this Giants bullpen. Question marks don't need to be a bad thing. Question marks just mean there's an unknown. They could be good, it could be bad. It's like Schrodinger's bullpen. It's both good and bad. We won't know until we take it out of the box and throw it out there. But it does start with those two. Love the positive start from Robbie Ray. Hopefully that continues into today with Tyler Mahle. Yankees are sending Will Warren, the right-hander, to the mound today.
He was pretty good last year.
Yeah, and of course, Giants have never really seen Will Warren before. As I look at the previous matchups here, the only guy with any sort of success against Warren is Elliot Ramos, who's 1-for-2 in his career against against today's starting pitcher. So a lot of unknowns with today's starting pitcher as well.
Yeah, at least he's not a lefty, though. It is a righty, Will Warren, and you think the Giants are going to be a little bit better against righties than against lefties. At least that was the case last year. We'll see what happens this year for the Giants against a pitcher like Will Warren. But the bigger issue is, as we're talking about, of course, is the offense so far, and they've trotted out the same lineup through the first two games. Tony Vitello said post-game yesterday that he's going to likely tweak the lineup. He's talked about how the top six in their lineup is pretty interchangeable. They went Arise leadoff, Chapman 2, then Devers 3. Adames 4? Has Adames been
four.
Cleaning up?
Yeah, Adames has been
then
the cleanup.
Then Junghuli and then Ramos in the sixth spot. That's been the top six. And he has said that those six are kind of interchangeable. My issue with the Giants lineup, Sam, isn't that they don't have good hitters. They do have good hitters. It feels like they've got hitters hitting in the 2, 3, 4 part of the order where they should probably be hitting in 5, 6, 7 mm-hmm. part of the order, and they don't have a leadoff hitter. I know you are a fan of Luis Arraez in general, and I don't think he's a bad baseball player by any stretch, but he is 100% not a leadoff hitter.
I agree with that.
And Matt Chapman in the 2-hole doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me either. Chapman should be hitting like 6th, the bottom of that grouping, those main 6 bats in the Giants order. So we're probably going to see a change in the lineup. Obviously, we're making decisions and we're reacting to the worst that we're going to see this Giants lineup play basically all season long with 4 hits in just 2 games and no runs. But there is no doubt that this is not a perfect lineup. We can make the case it's one of the better Giants lineups in quite a while. That part of that is because it's a relatively low bar to clear for the Giants in recent memory. But there's no doubt they have more talent in this lineup than they have had in a long time. You just got to find the right combinations, because I don't think the combination of Arraez and Chapman in the top of the order fit all that well.
No, I agree with you, Marketing. And Luis Arraez, we've had arguments about him. There's been a lot of passionate arguments about him at the station. I do believe what Arraez does is he brings something to the Giants that I think they've really been lacking over the last few years. And that's just a guy who can keep the lineup moving. A guy who just put the ball in play, get a hit, keep the conga line going, moving along. Because so many times, Marco, these last few years, the Giants have had situations where they're maybe putting together a rally, so to speak. They're getting guys on base, but then someone comes up to the plate where you're just like, huh, well, we tried. Maybe next inning we'll do better.
And well, Arraez will put the ball in play, but it's not like he's a crazy on-base guy. I don't buy into the idea that he's a keep-the-line-moving guy. He's a I'm-not-going-to-strike-out guy. The Giants need that, absolutely.
If you're leading the league in hits and hitting close to 300, you're moving the line along as well as anybody in the league these
days.
Yeah,
but your on-base percentage is nowhere near the top of in the Giants lineup.
Yeah, and that's why
he doesn't draw walks.
And that's
ever.
Why I don't think I would put him in the leadoff spot. He also doesn't have the speed to be in the leadoff
absolutely
spot.
Absolutely not.
I know speed in the leadoff spot is kind of something people are going away with these days. I think the Phillies put Kyle Schwarber in the leadoff spot, but when you can hit the ball
all last year, yeah.
Yeah, when you can hit the ball 600 feet, I think you can kind of do that a little bit.
He also draws walks and gets on base at a really high rate.
Even though
he hits like 200.
If I were to rework the Giants lineup a little bit, again, I don't think I would put Luis Arraez in that leadoff spot. And I would probably do something like, I wonder if they maybe go back to like an Elliot Ramos leading off here, because I don't think Junghoo Lee is really set for the leadoff spot. I've kind of resigned myself to that fact. As much as I would like to see him be that leadoff guy, it's just probably not going to happen. So you could do something like Ramos leading off, then maybe Willie Adames hitting second, Rafi third, Chapman fourth. And then where you go from there could be interesting, because maybe you do Bader fifth, and then maybe Arraez comes in around that sixth spot there, lower in the lineup. We're moving the lineup along is a little bit kind of, it's more prudent for him to do that rather than being a table setter. And then also the other thing is, can we see Drawer Encarnacion in the lineup? You know, they made all this effort to keep him on the roster coming out of spring training. Bryce Eldridge is in Sacramento right now, in part because they still believe that Drawer Encarnacion can produce in this lineup. Let's get him in the lineup today. It is a righty, though. He's supposed to be able to hit lefties pretty well. They didn't get him in against any lefties lately. So maybe Drawer 7th, Bailey 8th. And then I'd probably put Junghoo Lee in that 9th spot, because while he may not be a great leadoff hitter, the bat, the ball skills, I think, are there.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
A little to the left. Wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
For Jung Hu, if you could have him kind of help turn that lineup over in that nine spot to set up the big boys, maybe that's a lineup combination that works better. Again, when you think tweaking the lineup, that was the thought I had come together last night when I'm thinking about what I want this lineup to look like. Mark, I don't know, if you had to, if Tony Vitale came to you and said, hey, Mark, you know, I really need help putting this lineup together. You mind helping me out with getting this done? What would your suggestion
be?
Yeah,
I mean, I kind of move away from the norms of speed at the top of the order, and I just go with whoever I think is the best hitter and your guy that you believe can get on base the most. So I want to stack the top of the lineup with my best hitters, but I also want my best power guys to be behind the guys that get on base often, mm-hmm. so they have an opportunity to drive in runs. But I don't want it to be too far down the lineup. Like, obviously, like back in Barry Bonds' days, he would hit cleanup every single time, and that was just the way of the world back then. But it's not that way anymore. I think you're spot on with Ramos leading off. Mm-hmm. I know that he did that at times last year, and the returns were so-so. It wasn't great, but I think it's kind of by default because you don't really have any other options there, in my opinion. At least Ramos has some speed,
can put some pressure
on the defense. And, I mean, was an all-star last year. I know he wasn't as good in the second half of the season, and I think most Giants fans remember his mistakes on the base paths and in left field. You kind of remember that before what he did offensively. He was pretty good offensively overall last year. So
yeah, 20 home runs last year, 80 RBIs.
One of the Giants' best hitters, consistent hitters, not necessarily their best power hitter. He didn't hit 30 bombs like Adames did, and he's not going to hit as many home runs this year as Devers, I wouldn't expect. But I do expect him to consistently be one of the Giants' best on-base percentage guys. And so I think I'd probably hit him one, and then I'd put Devers in the two-hole just because I want as many Devers at-bats as possible,
mm-hmm.
and there will probably be a handful of moments where you get Ramos on base and then Devers maybe with a gapper and drives him in. So that would be the top two. I think beyond that, it's I don't know, maybe probably Adames in the three-hole, and then, I mean, maybe that means you have to put Chapman cleanup. And then you go Arise 5 and Jung Hu Lee 6 or something like that. But
yeah.
I don't know. I think you got to fix the top of the order because right now with Chapman and with Arise, you just have with Arise, you have a lot of soft contact and he's not getting on base a lot. And I think that's generally who he's going to be. He's going to hit near 300. That's what he always does. But he's not going to draw a lot of walks. His on-base percentage is going to be lower than a lot of the other Giants hitters. And then Chapman, I just can't have that much swing and miss in the two-hole.
Yeah.
I can't have that. So I'd probably go Ramos and Devers in my top two. And then from there on, it probably doesn't matter all that much. I just got to get the top part fixed so you can get a couple of your guys on base consistently.
You know, we both of us here, we put Willy Adames in the top third of the lineup here. You had him third, I had him second in my little lineup here. I wonder if maybe it is some to consider is that maybe Adames is a guy you put lower in the lineup in that sixth spot maybe. Maybe you bump Bader up. Maybe it's Arias in that top
maybe
third
at least
lineup.
Early in the year for Adames.
Yeah, because
that's what he does. He gets off to slow starts.
And I've heard a lot of people say it, you know, on the morning roast, weekday 6 to 10 with the Joe Spadoni and Shasky. Both of them at various points this week have said the Giants cannot afford to have Willy Adames start off slow this year.
You better
year.
Find a way to afford it, Giants.
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Giants fans. He's going to be He's going to start off the month, the year slow in April. I remember we asked him about this at the end of April last year. He had a good game in the first week of May. And we asked him about it. It's like, why do you always start off so slow in April? And what I really appreciate about Williams, one of the many reasons why I do really like Willy Adames on this team, and he's become one of my favorite guys as a fan of this team. But he was just so open about, like, yeah, I know I suck in April. One of my friends was asking me the other day, hey, man, why do you suck in April? He's like, I don't know, man. I just suck. But, you know, May comes along, and I just turn it around. I did like how open he was about acknowledging it, because I think some players, it would be very easy for them to, like, just trying to find my swing, trying to get things going, blah, blah, blah. A bunch of random cliches and stuff like that that don't really answer the question. But he's just open about it. Now, being open about it doesn't excuse it, but I think it might have been Roger Craig who said this. It was one of those things where it was just like, with certain players, when they're getting off to a slow start, I know they're going to get their numbers, so I'm not going to worry about it. And you look at what Willy Adames did last year, he did get his numbers. He did. At the end of the day, he had the kind of stat line that the Giants were paying him to get.
The cynical Giants fan will say, well, you got those numbers with the bases empty and two outs, and you did a lot of it when the team was out of a playoff race, is what the cynic would
say. Another cynical Giants fan could say is that you pushed those numbers in September to get there, which is also, I think, very fair to say. But let's not forget, Willie had great stretches in May and June of last year. He had great stretches in the summer of last year. That all being said, I do think it's at a point where maybe just to kind of lengthen the lineup a bit, or maybe take some of the pressure off him a little bit, if you bat him lower in the lineup, I'd be curious to see how that combination could work. Again, moving Bader or Arias into that top third, have Willie kind of lower down there, kind of protecting that middle of the order, so to speak. I don't expect that to be done, by the way, but as we're tossing lineup ideas out there, that is another one that I would not shake a stick at the Giants considering that.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is your guys just got to hit. And we're going to play some Tony Vitello sound, maybe probably coming up in about 10 minutes when we come back from a break that we got to hit here in a few minutes. He mentioned that he's likely going to change the lineup up. We will get a lineup at some point while we're on the air here in the next couple of hours. So when we do get it, we will, of course, let you know what it is. The thing with Adames is last year the slow start was, I mean, understandable. You're still not excited about it and terribly happy about it, but he signs the largest contract in franchise history, is touted as the first, like, all-star to be first all-star position player that's willing to come here and sign a long-term deal. And so naturally there is a certain level of pressure that's on him. And so that seems like a fair explanation for what last year was, at least in the beginning. But beyond just last year, this has happened in all of Willy Adames' career, where in April and in May, he just, for whatever reason, struggles. So the Giants, I get what the guys in the morning show were talking about, and maybe some callers saying this as well, that the Giants can't afford that.
It's fair to want him to not get off to a slow start.
But I will say the Giants are much more equipped this year to make up for Adama struggling early than they were last year, because this year now you have Devers in that lineup from the very, very beginning.
Yes.
And you hope that Matt Chapman doesn't swing through everything that he sees like he has through two games. So we'll see where they go from here. I'm not too worried about Willy Adames. He's going to get his numbers. It's a question of exactly in what situations he does come through in. But I'm also a little concerned by some of the approach at the plate through a couple of games. It feels like there isn't much of an approach. They're going up there without much of a plan. They're trying maybe to do a little bit too much. They're swinging too hard. Runner on third base for Adames in that first inning on opening night on Wednesday.
He tried to plant it.
And he swings through it and easily struck out. And then Jung-Hoo Lee, a weak ground out, and the threat is over. And the Giants haven't come close to scoring since that moment in the other 17 innings.
Inning of the game.
In the other 17 innings that they've played so far this season. They've had a runner to second base, and that's it. And that runner with second came on a two-out double. So they didn't really have that great of a scoring opportunity in that moment either. So bottom line is these guys have to hit. They're going to at some point. Breaking news, they're not going to be shut out every single game for the whole season. That would be kind of amazing if it were even to come somewhat close to that. It's not going to happen, of course. It's not going to happen, of course. Maybe they score today. We'll see about that one. But I just got to see more solid baseball. Just put the ball in play, advance a runner over, just take a little out of your swing, go the opposite way, line one between first and second. Like, just do the small things, and everything else will follow along.
And also, guys, let's just breathe a little bit. Let's just...
Well, that's what we got to talk about next.
I know, and maybe that's what we got to talk about on the other side, because Tony Vitello, who...
He kind of admitted to maybe he's not letting his guys breathe enough.
I've been enjoying Tony so far. He is very interesting to listen to him talk, the things that he says. I think he gets a little too honest sometimes, which I appreciate, but maybe sometimes you don't need to do that. But I do think there is a level of, let's just, team and fans alike, let's just calm down a little
Exhale.
Bit. There's 160 of these left. And you are going to be told by at least 100.
They're driving me crazy through two. I don't know if I can survive 160.
Oh, well, I got bad news for you, Mark. You're going to have to.
Well, Tony Vitello did make some news, I guess, is the best way to put it, post-game last night.
New lineup just dropped.
So we will take a listen to what Tony Vitello had to say. Plus, we do have a Giants lineup, and we'll get that to you when we come back as well. All right, we are live at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. That's Sam Lubman. I'm Mark Randy. This, of course, is Friedman's Appliance. Once yearly red tag clearance sale. Take advantage of factory direct prices, one-of-a-kind opportunities, special pricing on floor models, and convenient financing, and save on new appliances from trusted brands like Miele, Bosch, Electrolux, LG, and Maytag. We are cooking here at Friedman's Appliance. Stop by, enjoy some fresh cooked food, treats, a whole lot more. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Giants and Tony Vitello as we return right here on 95.7 The Game, live from Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Mark Randy, Sam Lubman with you live from Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. You might be wondering why. Well, of course, because it's their once yearly red tag clearance sale. You can take advantage of factory direct prices, one-of-a-kind opportunities, special pricing on floor models, and convenient financing. You can also save on new appliances from trusted brands like Miele, Bosch, Electrolux, LG, and Maytag. This sale lasts all weekend long. It began yesterday, today, plus it's tomorrow. And the best thing about this sale, Sam, is that you get to see their appliances, their grills, everything in action.
Mm-hmm.
And right outside to our left, they got all the grills and the barbecues working, and you can try pizza ovens out there, too. You can try some wings. You can try chicken. You can try they've got some, I think, like some tacos out there with some pork.
It's got everything out there.
They got everything out there. And then you walk inside, and they got all the ovens and the stoves firing. There's some freshly baked cookies. I've got some shrimp here to my left.
Yeah. We just had some yummy panna cotta with a mango puree topper. Courtesy
delicious.
Of, want to shout her out, Chef Chelsea Myers over here. She's one of the head chefs here at Freeman.
Okay.
She does classes and everything. I was walking around. She's like, hey, what do you want? I'm like, hey, well, what are you cooking up right now? I was like, you want some panna cotta? I'm like,
absolutely.
I have no idea what that is. You know, feed
sure,
me. Let's
yeah,
go.
I'm in.
She took a couple out, and that's kind of what we stuffed our face with during the break. So I want to make sure I give Chef Chelsea her shout out,
Chelsea. We appreciate it. And, yeah, the best thing about this place is – you hear, I'm sure if you're in the Bay, you're listening to us, you listen to and you watch a lot of sports. I imagine you've seen and heard a lot of Friedman's Appliance commercials before.
Mm-hmm.
What they say in their Friedman's Appliance commercials is live working vignettes. And honestly, before I showed up here, I didn't really know exactly what a live working vignette was.
Mm.
But the second you walk in on a day like today, you know exactly what it is, because they have their showrooms where they have these kitchens full of their appliances that they're selling, their fridges, their sinks, their stoves, their ovens, their microwaves, everything. And what a live working vignette is, it's like a real working kitchen, and they're cooking on all those appliances in those kitchen showrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they're showing off how good these appliances are. And so there's just a bunch of food for anybody to walk in and try and realize, oh,
I need to redo my kitchen. Yeah.
It tastes that good if I make it on that stove? Okay, I'm in. Which is why you're probably going to see us stuffing our faces at various times over the next couple of hours.
Oh, absolutely. Again, every time we walk in, someone's got some sort of meat in their hand, whether it's a rib, a wing, or a sandwich or something. The amount of smells going on, I'm seeing drinks being poured too.
Oh yeah.
There are your normal drinks, and then there are some of your alcoholic drinks that you can have here. And as you mentioned the first segment, Mark, we will not be partaking in those alcoholic drinks because we are working professionals.
Yeah, come on.
But if you get here right now. You played Where's Waldo when you were a kid, right? You read those books?
Yeah.
Well, what if you did something similar, but instead of Waldo, it's a Matt Steinmetz? Somewhere here in these hallowed halls of Friedman's Appliance is one Matt Steinmetz.
He might be hanging out in the walk-in fridge.
He might be in the fridge. He might be where they're pouring the beer. So, yeah, go play a fun game. Come down to Friedman's Appliance and play Where's Steiny.
Or you could make it more difficult on us and grab some of the barbecue going on outside, walk inside,
stand right in front of us
and eating
it. And just gnash it right in front of us.
Oh. Well, thank you. We have to talk, and we can't eat right now. But, yes, I see you enjoying that wing. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You can poke fun at us.
To quote Steve Kerr, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yes, Steiny. Don't do that, Stein. All right, this is Lubman and Grandy with you from Friedman's Appliance. We're here until 3 o'clock. Stop by, say what's up, enjoy the food, and buy yourself an appliance. They got great deals going on appliances right now. If you want to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Plus, we got the YouTube chat up and rolling, youtube.com/957thegame to join in. We've been talking about the Giants and four hits and no runs through two games and how Tony Vitello was talking about changing his lineup around. He has, because we do have a Giants lineup for today, game number 3 of the season. And, Sam, it looks like this. Jung-Hoo Lee is leading off.
Mm.
So Jung-Hoo Lee has been moved up to the leadoff spot. Matt Chapman stays in the two hole. Luis Arraez hitting third.
Devers is
hitting cleanup. Ramos hitting fifth. Adames sixth.
So that's just saying, last segment, he should be hitting sixth.
That's the same top six, just in a different order. Those guys all have hit top six in each of the first three games. Harrison Bader hitting seventh. Patrick Bailey eighth. And then Casey Schmidt ninth, with Tyler Mahle making his Giants debut on the bump. But Jung-Hoo Lee leading off. Chapman still in the two spot. Then Arraez, Devers, Ramos, and Adames. That's the change for Tony Vitello and the Giants.
So Willie in the six hole, down with that. Rafi in the four hole, going with the more traditional, your best power hitter is in that cleanup spot there. I kind of like him in that two spot. I agree. I want more Rafi, Devers at-bats. Casey Schmidt in the nine hole. That's kind of an interesting one because Schmidt, I mean, he's solid hitter, some swing and miss in there, but a pretty solid hitter there. I kind of like him there in that nine spot. He probably thinks he's a better hitter where he could hit higher in that lineup, and I would agree. But that being said, I like him there to be able to turn this lineup over, get the big boys back up hitting again in those situations. Jung-Hoo in the leadoff spot. Last year I was banging on the table saying I want Jung-Hoo Lee leading off. I don't know how I feel about that anymore, just because the results just aren't really there.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
I want to see more speed from Jung-Hoo Lee. I think he can be a speedster. I think he's a guy. He was never really a guy who stole a lot of bases in Korea. But he's a guy the challenge I would put on Jung-Hoo Lee this year is, can you be more of a factor on the base paths? Because I do think he is built to run fast. It's just a matter of, can he actually harness that build and do something with it? Because, Mark, the Giants at some point, ever since they moved to Oracle Park, they've kind of, you know, ignored the stolen base. At some point, they have to, if they are going to play small ball, if they are going to try and take advantage of this ballpark's dimensions and win with, you know, timely hitting, gap-to-gap hitting, pitching and defense, part of that is you are going to need a little bit of speed. And I'm going to need to see that a little bit more from Jung-Hoo Lee if he is going to be the leadoff hitter a majority of games in this season.
Yeah, Jung-Hoo Lee is, I think, in terms of like a classic leadoff hitter, he fits that profile the best just because of what you're talking about in terms of his speed. But frankly, what I've seen from Jung-Hoo Lee at the plate in his first, really one full season, plus a little bit his rookie year, I don't think it's been good enough to hit in the top three of any batting order. I just don't think he's on base often enough. He'll hit for some extra base power, particularly doubles, a fair amount of doubles, 31 of them last year, so that's not bad at all. But I don't know. I want somebody who's going to get on base more often than not, and Jung-Hoo Lee, that's not his strength. He strikes out a lot. He still does. And I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that in particular. But we'll see how it works out. Maybe he's made some adjustments and he will come around. But the Jung-Hoo Lee in the leadoff kind of feels to me a lot like Luis Arraez in the leadoff, where it feels like he is kind of a classic leadoff hitter, but he's really not. I don't think it's. I would guess we're going to have a change in that relatively soon as well.
Yeah, again, it's at some point Ramos will probably be tested off in the leadoff spot. Maybe they give Bader a shot in the leadoff spot.
Might even put Devers leadoff just because he gets on base a lot.
It might be an option, too. Maybe if Willy Adames pulls out of his funk, maybe you put him in the leadoff spot once you get him out of the lower half of the lineup. But this kind of comes into an issue I have with this team right now, Mark. And, you know, we were talking to Dave Fleming earlier this week, and we asked him, do the Giants have to make the playoffs this year for it to be a success? He said yes. And I feel like it's a big ask for a couple reasons. One of those reasons is I do think this is it a better team? Yes. Is it a better lineup? Yes. There's still some flaws, though, with this team. That being said, one of those is that, as we're kind of figuring out right here in this conversation, there is no clear-cut leadoff hitting option. This is kind of a flawed lineup here with guys who, you know, have weaknesses that you can easily exploit. This is a lineup full of guys who you kind of need them to stay healthy and have more or less career years if you want them to have success. You know, Harrison Bader, I think, fits that mold. When he is good and healthy, he could be a very pesky hitter. He was healthy last year. Can he keep it going this year? I don't
know.
He's
been banged up in spring a little bit.
And the way he's moving right now, I wonder how the hamstring is feeling for him right now. It's like we're going into game three, and we're already having health concerns about him. That kind of concerns me a little bit. So this lineup, these hitters, it already feels tenuous going into the third game of the year. Lots of time to turn it around, but it's just it's too early, though, to be having these kind of like, oh, man, what are we going to do conversations.
Well, it might also be too early to be having some of the conversations that a lot of Giants fans are having about Tony Vitello. It also might be too early for Tony Vitello to be talking about how crazy things are right now. Let's hear from Tony Vitello, who spoke, of course, post-game yesterday after the Giants lost 3-0 and were shut out for the second consecutive game to begin the season. First time that has happened in the history of the Giants organization. Here's Giants manager Tony Vitello on the Giants only having 4 hits in 2 games so far. Here's the manager of the Giants.
Good players. I'm glad they're in our dugout. And I think, you know, throughout the year, a couple of those guys, in particular, two of the lefties there, are pretty versatile in what they can do. It's kind of similar to what we've done in recent history. Most of the guys are fairly familiar with the spot they've been in or have had success at different times. And then overall, just trying to go with balance. I think, if anything, just doing an interview, talking about putting a stamp on team and things like that. Opening day more than ever. What the coaches are trying to do is find out what we got. Obviously, there's all the fanfare and all those things. If you took a step back from how exciting this day is, what you're trying to do is figure out what you got, what you need to do, where you can improve, what are maybe some areas, you know, you got to cover up that might be a weakness. But as far as, again, the stamp thing or just the immediate future is let the guys play. You know, I got a recruiting background, and you're always looking for thoroughbreds. I've seen more in the opposing dugout and been around more at practice than I've ever been a part of in my life. So when the game starts, the people that are tuning in will get their money's worth because there's a lot of them on the field. And I think if you had our preference, we'd like to stay out of the way and let them go at it and decide who's better just on this given day.
So that was Tony Vitello just talking in general. Zach, I want him talking about having only four hits in two games so far, and he mentions the fire and brimstone speech that he gave the team. Let me know when you have that one tracked down. Tony Vitello on having only four hits in two games so far. It's what he said post-game yesterday after the Giants lost, but essentially, Sam, we'll hear it in just a little bit as we get it situated in the back there, back in our studios. Mm-hmm. But essentially, what Tony Vitello said yesterday was he gave him a pretty fiery speech before the season began, mm-hmm. and he said, I essentially blamed myself for the struggles offensively because maybe I got them too fired up and I have them trying too hard at the plate. You have a rookie manager who is blaming the struggles of his offense through two games on himself because his preseason speech to get them fired up was a little too fiery, apparently.
Yeah, that's interesting. Again, Mark, again, being in that presser yesterday after the game, it was you're starting to see patterns kind of stick out in terms of kind of what he says, the examples he makes. Like, for example, this is the second game in a row where he made a March Madness reference in regards to, you know, the performance out there. But yeah, in terms of the energy, I kind of wonder that Tony Vitello, again, he came from the SEC, came from Tennessee, where, you know, what do they say in the SEC, Mark? Just means more. The energy, it's a little bit higher in the SEC, and he was known for being a very fiery presence in that dugout in Tennessee. Yeah, if you need any, you know, kind of example of that, look no further than what we saw from Drew Gilbert last year. You know, that
crazy.
I think
person.
You could, you know, draw a straight line from the energy that Tony Vitello brings as a manager right to Drew Gilbert getting choked out by Matt Chapman in the dugout last year. I kind of wonder if maybe Tony is in real time kind of learning that the energy that you bring to the SEC is not the same as the energy that you bring to Major League Baseball, you know, and that when you're a college coach, you're surrounded by a bunch of college kids who are half your age or younger, they kind of respond to your energy. You know, you recruited them. You kind of told them, hey, come under my wing for these next, you know, 2 to 4 years. Yeah. I'm going to make you a better baseball player. And these kids, they're trusting, you know, an important part of their life by signing on to play with him. So there is a level of they're looking up to him and he's looking over them. He's looking out for them. His energy is imparted onto them. That's not the case here in Major League Baseball. These guys are professionals. They have their own kind of process in terms of how they get their energy, how they get fired up, how they go about their business. And this isn't to say that Tony Vitello has already lost the clubhouse. It's not to say that he's rubbing guys the wrong way or anything like that. This is all to say that I do think there is still a learning process that Tony Vitello is having in terms of just what it means to be a big league manager versus a college manager. And I think we all had to know there's going to be growing pains in this throughout the year. This is just what a part of that looks like. In a few weeks, if we're past it, you laugh and move on. If in a few weeks we're still having this conversation, well, yeah, the conversation is going to be a little bit different then at that point.
Yeah, so let's hear that answer from Tony Vitello. So, again, this is after yesterday's Giants loss. They lost 3-0 to the Yankees. They fall to 0-2. They haven't scored a run through two games. So obviously there's all this talk and drama about the lack of offense, four hits through two games and no runs. They lose both those games in his first two games as manager. And Vitello talks about all of that, only having four hits in two games so far. And he eventually references a speech that he made preseason. Here's Tony Vitello post-game yesterday.
I'd kind of put it on me a little bit, get all fire and brimstone a few days ago. And, you know, I think some good words were shared, but I also think as of right now, it's a little emotional in there, and there's definitely a lot of try-hard. So regardless of what the root of it is, you guys know the guys in the lineup as well or better than I do. There's guys that are fully capable in there. And at this point, one argument, again, I'll kind of use the bunch of dudes having a beer at a bar, you know, the results or numbers look like there's not a lot of try hard, but kind of the old baseball adage, there's probably too much. And again, maybe that stems from that conversation prior to the season, or maybe it just stems from all the opening day fanfare being the home team. But regardless, everybody wants it to change. So, but there's a good chance there'd be some variance tomorrow based off kind of the numbers and obviously a new pitcher on the mound.
So, Mark, he said something twice there, a term that he used four times in his presser yesterday. He said try hard,
yeah,
which I thought was kind of interesting that he used that word, because when I think try hard, I think someone who's, you know, putting out a little too much effort, doing a little too much, overexerting to a point where they're, you know, almost trying to overcompensate for other things. You know, being called a try hard.
There's a connotation of you care too much.
Thank you so much.
No one else is. No one else cares as much as you are. It's not that serious. Take a chill pill.
You know who?
There's a connotation of that.
You know who? As we, you know, we're talking baseball right here. But you know who I think kind of gets that try hard label thrown at them in a way that isn't positive?
Who?
Brandon Pajemski. I think he gets that label thrown at him sometimes, fairly or unfairly. I'm not trying to start a pods conversation, but
well, we'll get to it.
That's the comparison I'm making here. And I'm sure there's people out there rolling their eyes. Oh, great, another bunch of pods is out there.
That's not what Vitello means by try hard, though, in my opinion.
I think that's the connotation that comes.
That's the connotation.
No.
But
no,
what
you're
Vitello
right.
means is these guys are up at the plate, and they're trying their best, and they're trying to hit home runs. They're feeling the weight of opening day, opening night, my speech
they're
to
pressing.
Them. And they're pressing.
Yes, which that yes. why I –
Which,
I
in just, baseball, you go up to the plate, you got to be relaxed.
You cannot
be over anxious.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was interesting that he used that term. Again, four times he used that term, try hard. And I just thought that was very curious that was the kind of the verbiage that he was using to describe it. Again, maybe I'm nitpicking there. Maybe there are certain things that are just sticking out to me that I'm making a big deal about. But this is a long-winded way of saying, like, yeah, they were they looks like they're pressing at the plate already early on. And Tony mentions, you know, that fire and brimstone speech. Did he fire up these guys a little bit too much here? So now you need to dial it back. He said later on, we'll play the cut at some point, that, you know, a more relaxed team would probably bring about better results.
And that's probably true. Okay, look. Tony Vitello is a rookie manager. He's just managed two regular season games as the Giants manager, as a major league manager. So we're going to go through a feeling out process with Tony over the next month or so until we kind of figure out exactly who this guy is, what he likes to do, the kinds of moves that he makes, where his baseball mind really rests and all that. And we're going to find out from his players and the rest of his coaching staff in terms of the kind of managerial style he employs away from games in terms of in the clubhouse. I think we already know a lot about that just in terms of all the speeches that he gives. Eric Miller said the team has already had like 10 times more like team meetings and team speeches from their manager than they had at this point last year.
Interesting.
Which says probably as much about Bob Melvin as it says about Tony Vitello. Not that one is good and one is bad. There's probably a happy medium there.
Yeah.
But we know that that's who Tony Vitello is. In general, what Tony was doing there was taking the bullet for his guys. And that's ultimately what a manager should do, and it's what I want my manager to do, even if it's not deserved. And in this case, it absolutely was not deserved. This is not Tony Vitello's fault that Willy Adames can't put the ball in play, that Matt Chapman can't put the ball in play, that Devers is striking out almost every single at-bat other than the one hit he got on Wednesday. This is not Tony Vitello's fault. What I will say is I am a little concerned that we're two games in, and it feels like the pressure of losing just two games, two measly games, I know it's not great, but if this was a two-game set that was happening in the middle of June, we wouldn't be freaking out the way we're freaking out right now because this is the first two games of the season. I would just recommend to Tony, not that I know anything about what it's like to lead a major league team, but I would just say don't let two games change what you think is best, because if what you think is best is giving your team a big rah-rah speech to try to get them going and get them fired up, do it. But don't let two games and bad results in those two games make you feel like what you did there was wrong.
No.
I want Tony to be Tony, and two games is not enough for me to be like, change.
Dial it back.
It's not working.
Yeah.
Change it up. No, the players are going to hit at some point, and I want somebody that cares that they're the Giants manager, and Tony certainly cares about that. So I don't mind him taking the bullet for his guys, but I don't want him changing who he is because I haven't decided that who he is bad for the team yet.
Oh, no, I wouldn't agree with that again. I think it's just part of the natural learning process of what it means to be a manager. And I think you kind of saw in the clubhouse afterwards, we were talking to Robbie Ray, and maybe we could play this, Zach, if you could. NK28, Robbie Ray talked about the emotions of this week. I'll throw to in a minute because we did talk to Robbie afterwards, as we talk to every starting pitcher after every one of their appearances. And you know, Alex Pavlich, I think, said, you know, hey, Tony talked about there's a lot of tension in this team right now. Do you agree? Here's what Robbie Ray had to say in regards to, you know, the high emotional state of this week.
I don't think so. I think, you know, major league players, I think that we can handle it. We can handle the ups and downs. It's just, you know, one of those things that has happened the first two games. It's not ideal, but like I said, you got 160 games left. So what are you going to do with it?
So, again, we're major league players. We can handle it. And I think the difference is, Tony, you know, two games in the college baseball season, there's 60 games in a college baseball season. Losing two of three over the weekend in college baseball, that could knock you down the rankings a little bit. You're not really, you know, top-tier teams aren't supposed to do that.
And
so
then you got to wait all the way till the next weekend to play again.
Exactly. Or you maybe get a game midway through the week against, you know, who cares State, and you play them on Tuesday, but you're not throwing your big pitchers out for that one. The big series in college usually take place over that weekend, whereas the guys in this clubhouse, losing two games in the opening weekend of the series, that's a drop of water in the bucket when you're playing 162. So I wonder if there's a sense of Tony's used to a two of losing two games in a weekend, meaning, you know, being like a level 8 issue, whereas losing two games over the weekend in Major League Baseball, it's more of like a level 2 issue. And I think that this isn't a matter of I need Tony to stop being Tony. This is just a matter of, as you adapt to the big league level, these are the kind of small things that I think Tony's going to be adapting to. And what I'm very curious about, Mark, is where he's at right now, what he says after games, how he reacts after games. How different is that going to be come September when he's had a full season of basically learning how to be a big league manager under his belt? These are all natural growing pains that we're seeing with Tony Vitello. You had to know that they were coming. You would have liked for them to maybe rear their ugly head a couple weeks into the season, but you knew it was going to happen. We're going to get through them. There's a lot of smart baseball people around that ballpark right now helping them out, him out as well.
Yeah,
I think they'll get through whatever this small little crisis is here to begin the weekend. We'll get through it, and we'll have another crisis to react to.
I don't think it's even a small little crisis, and I don't think anything ugly about Tony is rearing its head. I mean, this is just the offense can't hit. And Tony's wearing it as a manager does, but this is not on Tony. This is not on Tony at all. I do think the way that he talks to the media probably will change relatively soon. But who he is, I don't want that to change because that's what Buster identified as the thing that he wants in this clubhouse. So I don't want that to change.
And that's the thing that the players pointed out a lot as well in the spring training.
Yeah. All right. Time to break. We're going to track Steiny down. I think he's going to hop on with us next.
I think he said he's outside in the tents.
Yeah, he's probably enjoying some
just buried in
some wings
right
or
now.
Something, or maybe a slice of pizza, or maybe a taco. I don't know. But we'll find Steiny. He'll hop on with us. It's Lubman and Grandy with you. We're at Friedman's Appliance. Their once yearly red tag clearance sale through tomorrow. We'll tell you about some of the deals and why this place is so awesome this weekend when we come back. As we continue, we're back with more next at 95.7 The Game.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free.
Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.